Everybody, welcome to the Out of the Dark podcast. I'm Mandisa, here with Laura Williams.
Hey.
Hi. You know, we were discussing our topic for this episode, and it's such a taboo word.
Yeah.
We equate it with something that is negative, and that is the word discipline.
Yes.
Why do you want to talk about discipline, girl?
I don't like the word. I haven't liked the word, and a lot of my clients hate that word. But the reason I want to talk about it is because it's so essential to part of our mental health journey.
Is it?
Yes. Because part of learning to be a functional adult means having some discipline around certain things.
Okay.
Right? When we talk about boundaries and we talk about moderation, we're really talking about discipline. But people have a lot of negativity when you use that word.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that I think of is getting a spanking.
Yes.
Like, that's how I got discipline as a child.
Yes.
So yeah, there is a negative connotation for me that comes along with that word. What is it really? Like, how should we look at discipline?
Well, discipline, you know, yes. I mean, even we were laughing because I went to go look up the definition of discipline, and it is like obedience through punishment. I'm like, oh God, like no wonder why people don't like that word. But, you know, when we look at, you know, the word disciple, which is where discipline comes from.
Which I don't know why I've never thought about that before, but
yes.
We speak so highly of Jesus' disciples. It didn't even occur to me that that word discipline, that is literally the root of that word.
Yes. Because, I mean, really Jesus, what he asked of his disciples was obedience, right? But he didn't do it by smacking them in the face or, you know, putting them in the timeout chair. They didn't, that's not how he taught them. He taught them by example.
Okay.
They followed him, right? And so discipline is, yes, there is some obedience involved, but discipline comes from a grounded place, right? Like Jesus was the ultimate grounded human, right? He taught from a place of love. He disciplined from a place of love. Did he put regulations in place? Yes. Did he give us rules to live by? Yes. But it's all out of love. It's because he loves us so much that he wants us to have our best chance at flourishing as humans.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's Hebrews 12:6 that he disciplines those that he loves. And that is a different way. It doesn't bring up such negative feelings when I think of, well, he's disciplining me because he loves me.
Yes. Yeah. But a lot of people have a lot of wounding, I'll say, around the word discipline. You know, like you were saying, spanking. A lot of people have had experiences where the word discipline has been used to keep someone in line or make a parent's job easy, right? Like a child who gets spanked every time they're acting out. That's pretty normal behavior for a child. And I'm not condoning or saying spanking is not the way to go, but it also, you know, it does have some negative consequences when we're correcting behavior that's normal, right? When we talk about discipline, we really are talking about it in the way of what is going to be the healthiest thing we can teach a child or an adult to live a functional life, functional, connected to God, you know, just a healthy, healthy life.
Okay.
So sure, we don't want our kid to be throwing a temper tantrum, you know, at 35 years old. So there is something to do when our kid is throwing a temper tantrum. But, you know, is spanking every time the best option? Maybe not, right? Children, you know, say you're taking a child who hasn't napped and they just are hungry, and then you got to run into Target. Is it appropriate to discipline your child in the middle of Target when you know they're tired, they're hungry, and you've pushed them on their limits? Probably not.
Okay.
So that's when the word discipline becomes really harsh because you're actually not using it in the way that it's intended, right? And so that's where the wounding comes for a lot of people is when parents abuse that word and use it to like make their job easier.
How does it relate to my mental health? I guess I've just never put those things together.
That's a really good question. You know, when we talk about different things that we're trying to do in our life, like I'll use a really benign one, being late, for example. Yeah. Okay. Most, you know, when we first came in today, you know, we were talking about being late and how it's hard, like, to be on time. And one of the things that, you know, I grew up was if you're late, I mean, it's really bad. Mm-hmm. But did anybody teach us how to not to be late? No. You know, I mean, when we're trying to train our children to be on time, because that's actually a transferable skill, right? Like when you go to work, you got to be on time.
Yeah.
You know, when you make a plan with a friend, it's kind to be on time. It's respectful to be on time, right? But in order to do that, there are things that have to take place prior to doing that that take discipline.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, if I know that I need to be at work at 8 o'clock, I can't get up at 7:25 and expect to be at work on time, right? So in order to get up at 6:45 to be able to take a shower, eat breakfast, drink my coffee, you know, like do those things.
Drink your 35 ounces of water before you have your coffee.
35 ounces of water that I drink every morning.
Yeah.
No, but to do all that, I have to have discipline.
Okay.
Right? I have to actually put parameters on myself out of love to say, hey, this is important.
Right.
Okay. Same thing happens when people are struggling, say, with weight, for example, or overeating. A lot of times when we track that back, there's not a lot of guidance around food.
Right.
There's not a lot of guidance around what's healthy boundaries around eating. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when we get to adulthood, it's really hard to turn down that cookie or the extra donut or, you know, it's not that you can't have fun.
Right.
It's not that you can't enjoy what, you know, I mean, God gave us taste buds for a reason, right? We have to enjoy food, but we've got to be disciplined, right, in how we enjoy it.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I often say it's not a problem to like riding Harleys, but you can't ride a Harley going 80 with no helmet on in a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit zone. You know, it's that kind of thing. Discipline helps us slow down.
Okay.
Put a helmet on. That's more of that.
So if you have not really lived a disciplined life, it feels difficult to make a change automatically and, you know, become a pillar of, you know, excellent discipline.
Yes.
So what are some steps that we can take to, you know, live a more disciplined life?
Well, first, kindness.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is essential. Not shaming.
Yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, if for somebody, if you struggle with being late all the time, I mean, I bring that up because it's actually something that people really struggle with. Yeah. I do too. Try to not shame yourself. It's there for a reason because you didn't learn it somehow, right?
Yeah.
And so now you just have to try to do the on-the-job training to learn how to be on time. Cleaning your room is another example, like kids, you know. If a parent is always going in and going, clean your room.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't stand it when I walk by and it's all a mess, right? That's not kind, right? Sure, a parent can be frustrated. We get frustrated, but it's not kind. Kind is, hey, I want you to be in a room that's clean and feels peaceful. I'm not sure that this is helpful to you to live like this. So what can I do to help you clean this up?
Okay.
Okay. You're not doing it for them and you're not screaming at them, but you're walking alongside them, which is what Jesus did with his disciples.
Yeah. I love that.
Yell at them or scream at them. He just walked alongside.
And he helped them to understand, like, it's not just a do it because I'm telling you to do it. Like, it's going to benefit you by living this disciplined life. Like, it's not a, I'm giving you this rule because I want you to abide by what I tell you to. Like, I'm doing this because it's actually going to help you in the long run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which brings me to the other word, which, you know, when we talk about discipline, obedience comes into there too. And a lot of people have trouble with the word obedience.
Yeah.
Because it does intimate, like, I'm the boss and you have to obey me, okay? But really, true obedience is out of love, you know? So when we're parenting or when we're you know, even commands from God, when we're being obedient to him, it's because he loves us so much and he wants us to be healthy. Mm-hmm. He wants us to have connection with him, right? So when we're parenting, obedience, if it's about the child, it's always out of love.
Okay.
Right? And so, you know, if obedience is like, you know, like at the room, bedroom, for example, mm-hmm. if you're yelling and screaming at your kid about their bedroom, that's more about you. Mm-hmm. Okay. You maybe don't want to walk by the room and see it all a mess. Okay. Yeah. But obedience, when we look at it, it's like, hey, I want you to clean your room. And it's because of this.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
It's because going to sleep in a room that's neat and tidy is way better than going to sleep that's got clothes all over the floor.
Right.
Right?
It's as if you've seen the current state of my room right now.
Oh, gosh, I hear you.
But it's true. Like, when I wake up and my room is clean and I don't have piles of clean clothes that I've yet to put up in the closet. I feel more peaceful. Yes. Like, it's, you know, who was that? The designer that says your house should rise up to meet you. Yeah. The house ain't rising up to meet me right now.
No.
Yeah. Yes. So it really does benefit you to live a life of discipline. Like, it's not just a live by my rules. It helps you to live more at peace.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's with anything, you know, when we're looking at anything that people struggle with, you know, whether it's like eating, for example, or being late or whatever. It really is about a loving self well, mm-hmm. right? Discipline is really, it really is about loving self well. Being the healthiest you can be means, for me, God, I have to exercise. I don't like it, right? And so for me, it's talking to myself and going, I know you don't like it. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to go on a 5-minute walk today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the kindness with which you talk to yourself.
Yeah.
That's discipline. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you want to eat the extra donut, but I love you so much that I'm not going to let you do that.
Right.
Right. Instead of going, what's wrong with you? I can't believe you won't go on a walk.
Okay.
Right. It's a totally different
way. It's easier to receive it the second way.
Yes.
And it's, you know, there is, I think it's in 1 Corinthians. Y'all, I feel like I should look these up ahead of time. But, you know, it says everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Like,
yes,
I'm allowed to do this, but is it going to benefit me in the long run?
Yes.
Probably not.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's where discipline comes in, right? Is it beneficial?
Okay.
Right? And so for me, with exercising, you know, is it beneficial? Is it permissible for me to sit on the couch and watch a show?
Yeah.
Is it beneficial for me to get up and go on a walk? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that's where we want to be more disciplined is inviting ourselves to go, okay, you can sit on the couch and watch a show. After we go on a
5-minute walk.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Right?
So for somebody who really struggles with it, is it just a one decision, one step at a time, like not looking at how far that I have to go, but just day by day?
Yes.
Yeah.
That 1 degree, right? I mean, we've talked about that a lot. Like, 1 degree, that's it.
Yeah.
One decision at a time. And even if you don't do it every day. Like, if you go on a, if I went on a walk once a week, I'd be like, oh, that's a win.
Yeah.
Right? I did it one time. So 1 degree is all we're asking for. Even if it's just speaking kindly about being disciplined.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you decide, I don't want to get up and go on the walk. It's how I speak to myself.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We've talked a lot about that this season, that there's so much power in how we're speaking to ourselves. I hope that as this season has gone on, like, I hope that's something that people are holding on to is watch what you are saying to yourself. And would you say that to somebody else? And if not, don't speak to yourself that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, if you had a, like, if you had a friend that was struggling and they asked you, hey, I want to be accountable and I want to go on a walk once a week. Mm-hmm. If they said, if you called them and you said, hey, did you go on your walk? And they said, no.
Yeah.
Would you go, you lazy person. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
No, you'd be like, oh, okay. Maybe can I walk with you next week?
That's great.
Right? I mean, you would build them up. Mm-hmm. You're not going to tear them down. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if you're not going to talk to your friend like that, don't talk to yourself right. like that. It's really not healthy or good.
It's good. Yeah. Love that. So when you think of like anybody in your life that you would say, she's so disciplined. Like, it's interesting because that, mm-hmm. when I say that of somebody, I'm speaking positively of them. And I look at their life and how at peace they are. And it's not something that I think of as a negative thing when I'm calling somebody disciplined.
Yeah.
I think it's retraining my mind to not look at that word as, oh no, discipline is a bad thing. Like, let's applaud yes. discipline. And yes. if I see it in somebody else's life, I can have that myself.
Yes. And also, it's interesting that you bring that up too, because there can be people that you assume are disciplined mm. that aren't, mm. okay?
Yeah.
And this has happened to me before, because people assume, because I'm thinner by nature, yeah. okay? And I'm just going to be honest, it's genes. My grandmother, my aunt, I mean, I am not responsible for this at all.
That's amazing.
Right? So when somebody looks at you and says, wow, you're really disciplined. Mm-hmm. I have to go, actually, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not at all. And if you saw the inside of my body, mm-hmm. you would not think that at all.
Yeah.
Because I actually don't use good discipline when mm-hmm. it comes to exercise and drinking enough water. And, you know, so much like when we were talking about you with confidence,
yeah.
people would assume you have lots of confidence mm-hmm. because of what you look like mm-hmm. and how you act, right? But on the inside,
yeah.
right? We talked about that you lack confidence, you lack yeah. esteem, right? So the same goes for me on this mm. on this spectrum is like, people say that about me a lot.
Yeah.
You're so disciplined. I wish I could be like you.
I'm
like,
interesting.
No.
So don't judge what you've got going on inside yes. by what you see on somebody else's yes. outside. Yeah.
Because again, you could be comparing yourself in the wrong way because mm-hmm. people would assume, oh, you're so disciplined. You must take really good care of yourself. I'm like, yeah. no, actually, I really do it terribly. I just might look like I do. Yeah. Same with okay. confidence, right? I might look like I have confidence, but I really don't have value. I really yeah. don't value myself. Same thing with discipline.
Mm-hmm.
We might assume somebody does, and they really don't.
Okay.
And I'm outing myself there, you know, like I really don't have mm-hmm. a lot of discipline. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've really struggled with mm-hmm. in my life is just making the choice to be on time or to, you know, to go exercise or yes. to do those things.
So give us, as we're wrapping up, give us a nugget. Like, what is something, if somebody would describe themselves as having a discipline problem and mm-hmm. not being very disciplined, give us some action steps that we can yeah. take to kind of live a more disciplined life.
Yeah. Well, you know, number one is like picking one thing.
Okay.
Right? So one thing. So for me, like say exercise.
Okay.
Okay. And again, my phrase, start where you are,
yeah.
not where you want to be.
And don't try to tackle everything all at once. You're saying no. like, don't think I've got an issue here and here and here.
No.
Just start with one thing at a time.
One. Yeah. Because once we build the skill of discipline,
yeah.
it will transfer. That's, you know, when we talk about like, what's a transferable mm-hmm. skill, discipline is a transferable
okay.
skill. And so when we're growing things in our kids, that's what we want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we willing, are we growing obedient robots or are we growing someone who has discipline?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Pick one thing.
Okay.
One thing that you struggle with. So exercise for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to make a plan mm-hmm. to go, and again, set it low.
Yeah.
Do not plan. If you are struggling with exercise, please do not plan on going every day on a walk.
Yes. For 2 hours a day. Like,
yes.
you know, baby steps.
No, exactly. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plan it really small.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe 3 times a week. Maybe 2. I mean, we need to set it pretty mm-hmm. low because what we want is reward mm-hmm. in a way. You want to make it doable.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you don't want to get frustrated.
Yes.
Okay? You're not going to give a kid who's 5 a Lego set that's meant for a 12-year-old,
mm-hmm.
it's going to frustrate them.
Sure.
They're not going to be able to do it, okay? So the same thing with us as adults. We can't set the bar so high that we're not going to achieve it,
yeah.
okay? So that would be one thing. So I would set a goal, right,
okay.
for whatever way you struggle.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm going to say, okay, well, I'm going to go 2 times a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to add, write it down and put it in front of you. But
yes.
For me, it just helps me. It's more concrete for me if I see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Then the work is, you know, not just the plan, because then the discipline is executing the plan.
Okay.
The plan is just a plan. But when you execute it, that's when the discipline comes in.
Okay.
Okay. So I often ask people, if you go up to a teenager and tell them what to do, what are they going to tell you? Mm-mm. I am not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to clean my room, right? They do not respond well to you just walking up and telling them what to do, mm-hmm. okay? They need to know, hey, buddy, today after you get home from school, I'm going to ask you to clean your room, mm-hmm. okay? You're going to give yourself time to prepare, okay? So in the morning of your walk, you're going to have that talk with yourself. Hey, when you get home from work, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to put your tennis shoes on and you're going to go for your walk.
Yeah, love that.
Right?
And even like a little reminder, put your shoes like right by the door
yes.
so that you see it visually. Like
yes.
any steps that you have to take to remind yourself and to make it a priority. Do
yes.
that.
Okay. Yes. Because again, we're looking at it like we're training a child.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't want that to sound like demeaning or anything to people, but I dumb it down for myself, mm-hmm. you know? I think what you just said is perfect. Put your shoes where you're reminded,
yeah.
okay? When kids are first learning to brush their teeth, you put the toothpaste on the toothbrush and you lay it on the counter, right? So that they remember to brush their yeah. teeth. These are habits,
okay.
okay? So it's the same thing with building a new habit as an adult.
Yeah.
Being disciplined is making it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Lay your shoes out the night before. You know, make it difficult to get past your shoes
yeah.
before you realize, oh, I should go on that walk.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, that's a great way to do it.
Okay.
And then ultimately, kind. I love you so much. We are going to go on this walk mm-hmm. together. Right. And by we, I mean, you're speaking yes. to your inner child mm-hmm. really at this point, you know, because that's who really needs the discipline.
Yeah.
Functional adults have discipline. And so when we're growing that in us, we're speaking to that young child that didn't have discipline,
yeah.
right? So, okay, I know you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with you.
Good.
Right? And we're going to go on this walk. It's going to be 10 minutes. And then we're going to get to come back.
Yeah.
And you can watch a show.
Yeah.
Right? Again, like you're talking to a kid. Okay.
So reward yourself.
Yes.
Like you do it. Good job. Like
good
even
job.
You can say that to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Celebrate it.
And I think even before, like, make it a gratitude walk. Like, you know, Lord,
yes.
I'm thankful that I've got two legs that I can yes. walk around for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Like little things like that remind you of, again, it's our episode on gratitude, counting your blessings. The mm-hmm. fact that I am able
yes.
to do this, like, don't take that for granted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. I think that's a really good suggestion.
Well, good. Helping yeah. ourselves and our listeners live a more disciplined life.
Life.
That's what we do here.
That's right.
On the Out of the Dark podcast. Thanks, Laura.